Matt Carter says denying yourself by fasting is a great way to build your dependence on God. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Matt describes what this might look like.
Fasting is when you deny yourself something. You know, some people might fast from TV. They might fast from video games or from social media. Typically, in the biblical sense, people fasted from food. Jesus did that. And it's just a spiritual discipline that you do in order to sort of show and demonstrate your dependence on God. And so as you're fasting from food for, let's say you do it for a day, and you feel that hunger and you feel those pains kind of coming up inside of you, then it's a reminder, God, I in the way that I'm hungering for food, I need you to come and satisfy me, Lord. I want to hunger for you like that. And it's just a way of showing our desperation to the Lord.
And Matt shares a quick story to help illustrate how fasting and prayer help meet our desperate need for God.
You know, I'll tell you one really fast story. When my son JD was about 2 years old, we were in old apartment, and I was actually in the shower, and he was in the kitchen playing by himself, and I heard this blood-curdling scream, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs, snake. Snake, he's screaming it. And I thought, what in the world? So, you know, threw open the shower, ran dripping, soaking wet as fast as I could. And there was a snake that had somehow gotten into our apartment, and I grabbed a baseball bat and I killed the snake. Now, listen, here's the thing. I'm completely terrified of snakes. Like I hate them. I'm scared of them. I can't tell you how afraid I am of snakes, but in that moment, I didn't even think twice about it. And I'm thinking, what in the world could make me not run away from a snake, but run toward a snake? And it's the cry of my child. And that's what prayer and fasting is. As God's children, we're crying out to him in desperation. And I've just found that that moves his heart.